Hey everyone, it's been not as long as last time, but it's been a while. Not sure if our posting is going to be on time, but it's been a while since God and I had time to sit down and chat. I think I've been busy. You've been busy?
We've both been busy,
You've been
and
busy.
unfortunately, I haven't been taking my vitamin D this week, so I've been extra tired. After work, I'm just exhausted.
I get it. I took stopped taking everything. I stopped taking all my vitamins. I stopped taking all my medications because my stomach was hating me. It got so bad and I felt so terrible. I went to the doctor. So she's like, I think it's this medication you're taking. So get off it and take this one instead. But I came home and I felt so horrible. I was like, I'm just not going to take any medication for 3 days and see how I am. And then I was like, I'm better, but not really. I still haven't, not at least I don't feel like I'm halfway to death. So I've been slowly reintroducing my medications and I haven't
Even
gotten
with
to the
food, your
vitamins
stomach is
yet.
still acting up?
Even with what?
Food?
Oh no, my stomach, like I was going to the bathroom 8, 10 times a day.
Oh. That sucks. Oh
Bathroom
no.
talk. Check.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry if we keep bringing up bathroom talk. It just happens.
Sometimes too much.
Update.
Right, live updates.
I got a new desktop. It has RGB. Pretty colors. The keyboard has RGB. The mouse has RGB. It is so beautiful. And it's running smoothly. I even bought myself a webcam because Ernesto gave me his monitor. I forgot. I think it's 25 inch. I'm not
Nice.
sure.
So I was going to mention that Caro did get a new webcam. I can see her so much clearer now. So much clearer now. Not that you guys are
Always
going to see these
outside.
videos because Caro and I do not care enough to like put effort.
And jerk up. And I have a sty, guys. So makeup ain't happening. My hair's up in a bun. I don't care right now. I'm in too much pain in my eye for me to girly up in the moment. Only
My
downside
hairs are
about
so
the
bad.
desktop, my headset is not compatible to the desktop.
Why?
I don't know. I plugged it in. Ernesto plugged it in the USB port and the headphone jack, because mine has both, and you had to plug in both for my laptop for it to work. And it's like I can hear you, but then you can't hear me. And it wasn't compatible, so I had to buy new headphones. They'll be arriving tomorrow.
Nice.
They don't light up like these do.
You and the lights. Yeah, I bought shelves for the office since we're on a fixing up. Because when you came, it looked half decent, right? There was still some boxes, but it looked half decent. And this side of the room looked decent. Oh my God! I have really good updates. Excited. Well, you probably already know because you saw my story, didn't you?
I don't know.
Ah, oh, you haven't seen my story. Okay, I got tickets for My Chemical Romance.
Oh, that was your story. I probably no, I don't think I saw it. But nice. For when?
August something next year.
Okay. So in 7 months. No.
But
August.
it was stressful.
September.
First, they
I
announced
know.
it like this week, and the tickets go on sale Friday, and there's only 10 shows. And I'm like, it's gonna be hell. And last time I got tickets, but I wasn't able to go, and I had to get resale tickets. So I paid like $250 for nosebleeds, and I didn't get to go. So this year I was like, Andres, they go out, they start selling them at 10 a.m. So I had a meeting at 10 a.m., moved my meeting from 10 a.m. to another time. I woke up Andres at 9 a.m., which big mistake, should have woken him up at 8 a.m. We set up our Ticketmasters. We added different credit cards because I didn't want, if I was buying and he was buying, for them to say like the same credit card and flag it or something. So we added different credit cards to each account. He had trouble adding the credit card. I added mine, right? And he's still adding his credit card. So I'm already in line. He's not in line. So I'm trying to get New Jersey tickets because it had Jimmy Eat World and I'm dying to see Jimmy Eat World. And he's trying to get PA tickets because it's closer. It has Alice Cooper, which I'm not... I mean, it's Alice Cooper. It's going to be cool to see him. But I want to see Jimmy Eat World, okay? I'm an emo at heart. So I want to see Jimmy Eat World. So we're sitting there. He's not getting in. We get in. I'm 22,000 something in line. Andres is like higher, but his is moving faster than mine. Mine's moving slower. He gets in before I do. And we're like looking at them. I'm like, anything between 138 and 10 of this, if you can get Pitt, amazing, but we're not spending more than $300. And then he's like, but what if we both get in?
Total or each?
Total.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get tickets for New Jersey and PA. So total $600. Okay. Yes. Listen, when they were first touring for Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, I would see them in Miami, I would see them in Orlando. I flew to LA to see them, but I used to pay like $40 to go in to see them. I saw them when they opened for Green Day, and I was so disappointed I couldn't see them last time. So I was like, nah.
Not this time.
But anyways, when I got in, there was tickets, and I would click, buy, sold out. Click, buy, sold out. Click, buy, sold out. Click, buy, sold out. But Andres got them, and he got pretty good tickets. Okay. He did go a little bit over budget, but it was too frantic to think. He was like, 132, yes, bye, got it. Ah! My mom was stressed out. I was stressed out. He was stressed out. He was like, I was going to go back to sleep after this, but now I can't. So I even made a post with Cleo telling her, Cleo, we got tickets. Like, yeah. So that's a better life update than I got chills.
Oh, the last time I went to a concert was the Pentatonix concert. And I believe it either was on Valentine's Day or like it was in February. I just don't remember the date. This was years ago. Yeah, that was the only concert I ever gone to.
No, I love going to concerts. Andres and I have been going since he was 12. No, Andres's first concert was the Taste of Chaos in Miami. They played somewhere by University of Miami. He was 7 years old.
Don't know who that is.
Taste of Chaos is, it used to be like a festival. Mm-hmm. Kind of, and it would go to every city. So it was like The Used, 30 Seconds to Mars, Chiodos, a bunch of other bands.
Nice.
Yeah. He was 7 years old. He got terrified because, who was it? I don't know what band was, did the Braveheart, which is, you know, in the pit, they divide the pit in two. And when start playing, the band goes like this. So when they're like, we're going to do the Braveheart, and you guys from here, move that way. You got. And I'm like, and I have Andres sitting on my shoulders, and I'm like, this is not going to go well. So I backed all the way back from the pit to where there were seats, and I sat there with him. But he saw the people clash in like that, and then he wouldn't go into the pit for nothing.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Yeah. We also did walk tours. Oh, it's fun. I mean, I can't do it anymore. I'm too old. My neck will hurt. Something will break.
What does she think of the little Kim? She said she can hear me clearer now.
Okay, good.
I can see you very clearly. Hi, Ernest. I can hear you a lot more.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because it's got.
And he's by the door.
Yeah,
before Gato used to have to translate.
Okay, good shit. Damn, that means I can't talk shit anymore.
Yeah. You've been talking shit about me?
Nah, I haven't. But I do have my smart ass comments that I make here and there, and that's why Gato has to translate for you sometimes.
I like smart ass comments.
Yeah, I sent her a picture of it. Okay. I haven't moved the camera around because, you know.
Because you're naked?
I'm gonna have to edit that out.
You're not wearing pants?
I'm not naked. I'm in my underwear.
Oh, you guys are recording. I'm so
yes, we're recording.
Let me get the fuck out of here. I'm
gonna go shower. No, I'm gonna edit this because I'm leaving this in. I gotta remember this date. I'm editing it because I'm leaving in that Kato is dressed like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god. I'm so done. Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear underwear, but yes.
And she's red too. Her cheeks are all pink.
Whatever, guys. I'm in my own house. Fuck it. I'm comfortable. Oh, we bought pretty much a baby camera for Amelia.
Nice. I have one for Fluffy. I got to set up.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you about her having a seizure.
I didn't know about the seizure. I knew about the hip.
Yeah. So, another update. Last week, we went to Tennessee for the first time. And
she sent me 120 pictures.
I have a lot more than that. I just didn't send it because I would have burned your phone. But it was a beautiful trip. We went to the Titanic Museum, which I did not expect to cry during the museum or after the museum or anything. Then after that, we went to the Ripley's Aquarium another day. It was gorgeous. I loved it. I even got to feed the stingrays. Never done that. I've only ever touched them.
You weren't scared of them like you are of bees?
No, I'm not scared of those like I am of bees and wasps because fuck those. Then the last day before we had to take our flight the next day, we went to the Pink Jeep Tours. So we went up to the Smoky Mountain area. We took a lot of nice pictures. There's one picture that I absolutely love where we took a picture with the mountains in the background. The tour guide did an amazing job taking a picture of it. And then after that, we went to the Dollywood Amusement Park, which I realized my body did not age very well with roller coasters. So there's this one roller coaster I went on. I think it was called Tennessee Tornado, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, it's nighttime, it's dark. Got on it by myself because Ernesto doesn't like roller coasters. And I'm here riding it, but my dumbass chose the side where, you know, when you're going up the ramp and then if you sit on the left side, usually it's just an open like field where you can see everything. All I saw was pitch black. And in my mind, I started thinking of Final Destination 3. And I'm like, I got on this ride without Ernesto. What if something happens on this ride?
Like mistakes were made.
I'm like, I made this decision to go
here. Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made. I didn't sit on the side where it had the stairs that employees use. So whatever. Go down the hill. Go up and down, upside down once. Okay, I'm fine. But towards the end, you go upside down two times back to back. And then when it stopped and it slowed down to go back to the beginning, everything was spinning. I was like, oh shit. My body can't handle roller coasters anymore.
I can't either because of my neck. And I get really nauseous.
No, for me, it's just a dizziness, and I've never experienced that before.
I love them, though, but I don't know if it's worth how I feel afterwards.
I don't know. I'm going to test it out again whenever I decide to go to Universal and Islands. I need to test this theory. I don't know if it was just the fact that it was dark and I couldn't see anything. In the beginning, you went through a tunnel, so it was extra dark. And I'm here screaming my ass off, and the camera goes off. I was like, oh, that's going to be an interesting photo.
But you started telling us about your dog.
Yes. So I was telling you about the trip and I was going to get to that. So the day that we had to board the plane to go back, I got a text message from my sister-in-law. Hey, does Amelia have some kind of condition? I'm like, no. Why? Because she's acting weird. Please elaborate. I'm about to board on the plane. And she's like, oh, because she's shaking. She looks disoriented and this and that. Like, she's not herself. I'm like, okay, again, I'm about to board on the plane. I need you to send me videos, narrate the videos to see what's going on and stuff. And I just see her just shaking. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is she shaking like that? And at one point, apparently they said that it's like she was looking at you, but she wasn't looking at you. Mm-hmm. Almost like she was spaced out. And at one point, apparently almost lunged at my father-in-law, which the vet had explained that during seizures for dogs, their personality changes can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wasn't like her when the whole seizure thing was happening. So I board the plane, and I was like, if you guys can, take her to a 24-hour clinic if she gets worse, because it's still going to be about 2 hours before I get to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there crying on the fucking plane because I'm like, I'm going to go home to a dead dog. Like, that's it. That's the last time I saw Amelia was when I left her with my folks. And so we get there. My friend picks us up. We're talking. He's distracting us with his conversation. We get to the place. And the doctor talks to us, tells us that she couldn't really tell us what the cause was because they did the blood work. Blood work was uneventful because everything came out fine. And so far, they haven't seen anything, but her, when she came in, her fever was at 104.5, which another thing that can happen for dogs is that when they have seizures, their body temperature rises. So they put a fan in front of her, and I think, I don't know if they put like a cooling thing on her, but they brought her temperature down to, I think it was 103 when we went to the back to actually see her. And I just started crying when I saw her. I'm like, hey, baby, how you doing? And then the nurse is like, oh, mommy, don't cry, because then she's going to see you cry and get nervous. I'm like, why the fuck you got to say anything? That's it. That was the trigger to make me start crying, because she's there inside the little kennel thing. Like, you can tell she was scared. She had the fucking cone on her, which we never put a cone on her ever. So she's probably like, what the fuck is this in my head? She has the IV thing in her arm, and I'm just like,
"Who is she?"
Baby. And then she opened the crate at one point so she can put more blankets in there, because it looked like she was like shivering because she was cold. And I'm just there like, hey, mama, giving her kisses and stuff. But as soon as Ernesto said, hey, mama, it's time to go to bed, started wagging her tail, got excited, whined a little bit, just because, you know, it's a weird place. It's a new place. And we have to leave her there overnight. But he's like, hey, baby, it's time to go to bed. Yeah, we got to go back to your crate. That was like almost like snapping back to normal. It's like, oh, wait. I know this, because this is something that we do with her every night.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we left her there, and the next day when we picked her up, they said that the entire night she didn't have seizures. Temperature was fine. They said that we did have to track it, though. So if this does happen again, take a video, check how long it lasts, and if it happens where it's like once a day or like too many days back to back, we would have to take her to a neurologist. But for now, they can't diagnose her as an epileptic dog.
Wow.
We've had her on seizure watch, though, this whole week, and she hasn't seized once. We kept her in our room for the entire week so we could check up on her at night. But she's been fine.
Did anything change at your parents' house?
Not that I'm aware of, because the only thing is we've been giving her Zyrtec. 4 Zyrtecs a day, because that's what the doctor said, the vet from Banfield said, which we've been giving her that for a month, and they said, oh, it could have been an overdose, and I'm like, an overdose? But we've been giving her this, I thought it was weeks, but it was for a month, and you're telling me that she gets a seizure now, after we've been giving her a month? That's a little late, don't you think? But apparently we were supposed to give her 2 Zyrtec, like 20 milligrams of Zyrtec, or at most 30, not 40. That was too much, apparently, for her weight.
Hmm.
And I'm like, listen, I was listening to what they told me at the vet, who sees her regularly, so she's not a new dog to them. And that's what they told me.
Did you talk to the vet, regular vet?
Not yet. I have everything in paper, so I can email it to them, or the next time they see her, I could show them. But no, I haven't tried contacting the regular vet. I've just been more focused on if she sees it again.
Yeah. I don't know. I took only 2 classes on medications, and I don't remember much about it. I had to take behavioral pharmacology in my master's, and I had to take another thing like that. And I don't know if Certec works like that or anything, but I do know that there's certain medications that build up in you with time. So I wonder if Certec does that. Like, that's why you don't see the effects of the medication until X amount of time, because it kind of builds up.
I mean, I looked it up, and they said one of the side effects for like a Zyrtec overdose is seizures and tremors and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, maybe it could have been the Zyrtec, but we reduced it to giving her 2 a day versus the 4.
Okay.
So hopefully she doesn't seize anymore and she's fine. She's back to her normal self, being hyper, annoying, attention motivated, food motivated. So.
Attention seeking. Okay, that's good. Hopefully it won't happen again. It was a one-off. Yeah. Scary. Ugly way to finish your vacation.
My mother-in-law wanted to call 911. She's not good in stressful situations. Bless her heart, but my sister-in-law was like, what are they going to do? What is 911 going to do? They're probably going to laugh at you for calling for a dog.
Well, at least you know she loves your dog. Or she was very afraid of having to tell you something happened to your dog. She's
scared of taking care of her again. And we're just like, this is a one-time thing. Like, what are we supposed to do? She's like, not travel. I'm like, that's not rational. We're still going to travel. But my sister-in-law was like, I'll take care of her and put her hands up. They all live in the same house, so I know they all love her, and they all know how strict we are with her trainings, her schedule, like the routine for her feeding, not feeding her certain human foods. So I can trust them to take care of her. That's good. A weird one-off moment.
Good. My mom doesn't love taking care of Fluffy because he's old. And she's always afraid. But it's not so much that she's afraid something will happen to him. She doesn't want to be the one to tell me that something happened to him.
Yeah, I can understand that because I got it from my sister-in-law. Nobody else texted me or Ernesto saying something's going on with
Amelia. Years ago, I went for a weekend trip. We went to Clearwater. I left the cats at the house with my mom, and it was me, my son, and my grandmother. And we went on a road trip. Nobody told me anything. When I got home, I came in and I'm like, you know, and then my mom's like, someone has to tell you. And I'm like, what happened? And then my sister's like, my mom doesn't want to tell you, but we can't find Fluffy. Like, what? Since when? 2 days ago. I'm like, what?
2 days ago?
Yeah. I went out like a crazy person to look for him. We found him. He was dirty. He was hungry. He hasn't been outside since. Like, he will not go outside. He spent three nights outside. 2 nights, 3 days. You can leave that door wide open. Fluffy will not put half a paw outside. He was like, lesson learned.
Contingency-based behavior. Uh-huh. You learn from your experience. You're not doing it again.
Like, hell no.
And look at that, how we brought it back to ABA.
Always. Always. I am tired. I don't know why I'm tired.
I'm not tired. I'm tired of this pain in my eye, but aside from that.
That's annoying. Oh, it popped.
Obviously, I have a question. She's blowing bubbles during this this episode. I'm like, yes, man, it just, it's so nice.
Did you hear them pop?
No. Look at these earrings.
Are they boops? No.
No, they're wreaths.
Yes, they're wreaths. Okay, so you see how there's a clear thing behind it that I don't know what it's supposed to be?
The blur behind it?
Behind it, there's something that goes like this, and it has like light accents.
So oh, the silver part, yeah.
And behind it. Okay, behind it. So in the camera with the blurriness and the light looking off, it looked like boobs with little nipple covers that were reef-shaped. So I was like, what is Kata showing me?
Oh my God. I sent it to you on Instagram so you can see it. I'm not trying to show you boobs. I'm so done.
So, something that was brought to my attention. So someone I know knows someone okay. who is interested in the field, but doesn't understand the field.
Okay.
So they make comments about the field that at times feel offensive. Like, okay. as we know already, our field has a lot of haters with reason. Right? With a lot of reason. Even, you know, why did we change names? We're no longer Behavior Mods. Why? Because we gave Behavior Mods such bad publicity that we had to drop the name and switch it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You do know that story?
That Behavior Mod one? No.
Okay. How far should I go? Okay. Have you heard of the scandal in the 70s at one of the state-run facilities in Florida?
Huh, no, I don't think so.
I
know we spoke about something once.
We spoke about it. Was it Sunland? Sunnyland?
Something like something.
Sunnyland.
Did it?
And Florida. It could be this one. Sunland Hospital. Sunland Hospital, the last day for Florida's Hospital of Horrors. I think it's this one.
I feel like you might have sent me an article on it.
I think we spoke about this. So I think it was Sunland, and it was there was a whole lot of abuse done in the name of Behavior Mod and things. It was just very ugly. I learned about it in college more than once. So I believe it's Sunland. I'm pretty sure it's Sunland. And this says 2004.
Doing a lot of ethical things.
Yeah.
Behavior Mod's a bad name.
Yes. And that's when we kind of dropped the Behavior Mod name and we kind of took on the behavior analysis thing. And that's when the CABA, have you heard of the CABA? Certified. No, it's maybe it's not CABA. What's it called? So Florida came up with their own certification board. And Florida ABA certification. What's it called? I can't believe, like, I feel like my brain is rotting. Before BACE in Florida. There was a certification, pro certification, that was called. Florida was the first to offer certification path to behavior analysis in 1993. There was one, which now there's very few that CBAs. Okay. So there's like very few left of them. And then the board came in and kind of took over. So because of the things that happened and where I believe is Sunland, We got the basically the certification boards. And before we were behavior mods, we were modifying behavior. So it was behavior mods. And there was a lot of punishment. And I think a long time ago, someone told me that they remember that, like, when they started, this was someone older, an older person, not older, but like he worked in the field way more. That when they started, they would work at clinics. And if the kid would get the answer wrong, like you would be touch red and the kid was about to touch green, they hit the table and no, red and correct it because they wanted to put that aversive there. So, yeah, so that's why we kind of dropped the behavior mod. So, like I'm saying, field has a lot of things because there's a lot of things we've done that haven't been too nice. But I want to say that we're in a better path. I want to say that I'm a better BCBA. I want to say that you're going to be a better BCBA and we've moved away from it. So, anyways, we've dropped the behavior mod and moved on to other things. So, I understand the people that talk about the field and don't like the field and are worried about the field. But when you're someone who is interested in the field, and you might study it or you might be studying it, yet you have this wrong conception of the field. It's kind of like, what are you doing? So this person made a couple of comments, and the other person was like, this person said this. And I'm just like, what? How? Why? Why is she saying that? That's wrong. And that's when we started talking about how behavior is a natural phenomenon. And that's when the text message got sent because the person I know was like, I didn't know that. I didn't know behavior was a natural phenomenon. And apparently, most of you also didn't know that behavior, applied behavior analysis is not a social science, but it's a natural science.
Yes, which was a random text, and I was just like, no, I didn't know that. Oh,
So, yeah.
but you know, I'll also say the example that you mentioned about the rain. I think that's a good example for people to remember.
Yeah. That's so I kept saying I learned this. I can't remember the textbook name because odds are I rented the textbook because when I was going to school, I was broke and I would rent my textbooks instead of buying them. But I remember the textbook and I remember the professor would be like, well, the textbook says this, but the textbook is wrong. He was amazing. I loved him. One of my favorite professors ever. But in the test book, it did speak a lot about behavior. Obviously, because it was a behavior analysis class. But what I mean, it spoke about what behavior is and how we study and all of this. And I remember this teacher took us outside and he took us to the weather thing that's at FIU. And we were standing there and he was talking about how behavior analysis is not a social science, but natural science.
Natural.
And then he was like, he said something about how there's another science that just uses data to make the determinations. And he was like, what other science? And we were all perplexed. We were like, what? So I think I said psychology. He said, no, psychology is based on theories. And then he mentioned, I forgot the name of the science that can predict weather.
And I heard it recently too, but I'm having a really bad brain fart right now. Hold on, I'm gonna Google it. Meteorology.
Thank you. I can't pronounce that well, but meteorology.
Yeah, because I was thinking meteorologist, but I was like, is it called meteorology? I'm not sure.
Okay, so that they can predict weather, right? So we get on our phone and it tells us what the weather is going to be like for whatever days. Now, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Usually they're pretty right. But the way they do make this prediction is because they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of data. People have been recording the weather for hundreds of years. So they use this data to predict the weather. And now they even can try to control the weather. I don't think controlling the weather goes too well, but you know it doesn't rain, so they seed the clouds to make it rain and things like that. So he said that behavior analysis It's like meteorology. It's a natural science. We are studying a natural phenomenon, and we've been collecting data on it and able to and are able to predict it and to control it. And that just stuck with me the whole time. So when people say it's not ethical to use ABA techniques on in your family, and what does the ethical code say about that? I don't think the ethical code has anything to say about that, because it's natural laws. It is what it is. Nobody does anything for free. You never do anything just because. You either feel good for it, so you do it, or you get something, or you escape from something. So it's natural law. And I think if I have these tools and it's going to help my relationships with my family members better, why not use them? They use it on me without knowing how to do it. Like,
yeah,
my son, the fact that my son says, I love you, whenever he leaves the room, right? He knows that does something. And he knows that odds are he's going to get away with something. Well, he never gets away with anything because he never does anything to get away from. But he's going to get something from me more likely if he says, love ya, than if he doesn't. And that's ABA.
That's no, I do the same thing with my mom. Mommy, I love you. And she, what do you want? Nothing. I love you. Seriously, what do you want? Okay. I still love you, but I want it, blah, 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 blah.
Or we signal people when there's availability of reinforcement, where there's not, right? So if I'm in a conversation and it's not going how I wanted with my mom or my son, I'll say, okay, I love you. And my tone of voice and the fact that I said, okay, I love you, means let's end this here, because if we continue, I'm not going to continue in a good mood. Mm-hmm. So there's, hey, no reinforcement available, very likely a punisher, let's stop here. And I don't do that because I'm a behavior analyst. I do that because I'm a human.
Yeah.
Even with your husband or with your partner, I'm sure there are times that you dress a certain way, you touch him a certain way, and it's like, oh, okay, something fun's going to happen tonight. And there are other days that you're like, my eye hurts, my head hurts. Ah.
Well, I'm just going to say, guys, I've never used the my eye hurts, my head hurts. I'm always ready. Every time I hear about women saying, oh, I'm tired. Not today. I don't think I've ever used that.
You've never been too tired for sex?
After sex, not before sex.
I hope my mother doesn't listen to us. I've been too lazy for sex. Not too tired for sex. Like, you know, a friend or someone or a boyfriend's like, hey, want to go out tonight? Want to go do this or that? And I know that odds are, because we always do, that's going to happen. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then as the day progresses, I'm like, I got to shave my legs. I got to shave my armpits. Fuck, I haven't washed my hair in 3 days. I probably washed my hair. Or I could take a quick shower and go to bed and just not go out. But man, I really want to have sex. No, not worth it. Hey, so sorry. I have a headache. Let's just schedule it for another day.
Another day to do all this work. Or do it, like, plan it a week in advance, kind of mentally prepare. Okay, this is going to happen, and maybe do it the day before. I don't know how fast your legs hair grow, but I found this thing that it doesn't shave. It's like a, it says, like, diamond something.
Yeah, you showed me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I don't have stubble until like maybe 2-3 days later. Eventually, I'm going to invest in the like at-home laser hair removal thing.
I want it too. But then I'm like, I'm going to be 42 years old next year. And is it really worth it? I'm going to be 42.
Why not? You don't have to shave anymore. You know, after, you know, using it a certain amount of time, but then you don't have to shave. You don't have to worry about, oh, I don't want to go out today because I gotta shave it. I gotta do all this work for sex. I think it'll be good at any age, just saying.
So yeah, Anyways, I do not believe it is unethical to use ABA techniques on those around you and your loved ones because your boss does it to you too.
I don't think
I think
so.
it's unethical to use punishment on your family, that's another day, another topic, I think.
I don't think I've ever used punishment on my mom. It's more like extinction of attention. Or is it extinction that I used on her? I don't know. She hasn't annoyed me lately. Oh no, she did annoy me recently because normally for Christmas, we drive down and I spend one day I think it's Christmas Eve with my family, so my mom and my sister. And then we spend Christmas Day with his family. And then my mom tells me the other day that apparently my cousin in New York, New Jersey, they asked her to babysit their dogs from like the 21st of December till probably New Year's.
So
Which
your
I'll
dog
say,
can't go?
huh?
So your dog can't go?
My dog. No, not my dog. My cousin dog sit my cousin's dog.
Yes, I know, but if your cousin's dog is there, your dog can't go.
I don't, but I'm not going to New Jersey.
So your mom's going to New Jersey.
Yes.
Ah, sorry, I missed that part somehow.
Yeah, and then my cousin in New Jersey bought her tickets. They asked her first, and my mom's like, oh, well, 24th is Torquay en Serra. The 25th is Torquay en Serra. So it's okay. I can go to New Jersey and be in Serra in another location, another setting, pretty much. And so she's pretty much said yes. And I'm like, why did you do that? You know that Christmas, I only see you guys maybe two or three times a year. And you're going to take away Christmas when you know Christmas is my favorite holiday and I spend it with you guys. Like I make those efforts to spend it with you guys. And she said, oh, but you know, they paid for the ticket. So I'm like,
I
I get it.
understand.
I'm
I
still annoyed,
understand.
but I get it. But I'm still annoyed. I still my annoyance and my upsetness is still valid, but I understand why you're doing it.
I think it's more of disappointment. I don't want to tell you how you're feeling, but maybe you're just
I think it's more
disappointed
disappointed because I'm disappointed.
that you're gonna miss out on that tradition with her. But I also
Yeah.
think it's fair because she's getting a free trip to New Jersey. The 25th you spend it with your in-laws, so it's the 24th that you spend with her. So she probably doesn't do anything special. Is your sister and your stepfather going with her?
No, just my mom, because my sister can't really ask for Christmas off from where she
Same
works.
thing with my son.
So I get, like I said, if it was old
But if
Gato,
she's going alone, she might really miss you guys.
she decided to go. She's gonna miss us and she's gonna go, but whatever, she's gonna miss me. But anyways, old me having this conversation, there would have been no logical explanation going through my head, no rationale. I would just be upset and probably not talk to her for like 2 days. Now, Gato, it's like, I'm upset. I hate that you're going to New Jersey, but I get it. I understand because I know your situation. And plus, my sister doesn't like Christmas. So she doesn't like going out anywhere. She's like mega homebody. She'll go out with her friends at night, but she's like, sometimes she's just too tired and she won't even go out with her friends. I still have a right to be upset.
Disappointed. Well, yeah, and it's okay to be disappointed. You're very, very in your right to be disappointed. I agree. I agree, I agree, I agree.
But
But
you're coming for the entire Thanksgiving break that I have for the school. This is the first time I'm experiencing it, and I'm so excited. I get to be off Thanksgiving week. I'm so
oh, you
excited.
guys get the whole week?
Yes.
Over here, kids only get Thursday, Friday.
Oh no, we get the whole week and we get paid for it.
No, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I
Nice.
know. Monday through Friday. And I'm so excited. And they're gonna be here starting Friday all the way until December 1st. So I have my mom and my sister throughout all that time.
Nice. Okay, so she's making up for the 24th.
this was already planned, so she's not making shit. No, I'm not giving her a pass. But anyways, we have plans to go to Disney Springs. I don't know if you've ever gone to Disney Springs when they have the Christmas tree stroll. So Ernesto and I did it last year, and it's pretty much you get a map. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be Christmas trees of different themes in different parts of Disney Springs. So when you find a tree, you have to put a sticker, like let's say it's a Moana tree, you have to put the Moana sticker in the matching the location of where it's located. And at the end, you get a prize or something. Okay. And I think last year was a button. It was so cute. I saw a Lion King tree and I was so happy I started crying. I cry a lot.
I was going to say, you cry so easily.
I never used to cry so easily, though. I think it's just that I've never been comfortable doing that around people. But with Ernesto, it's just so easy.
You see Ernesto, and you're like, let me cry.
Yeah. I was like, what was it? I think we saw... Oh, so we were in Tennessee, and at the park, they had this, like, little, like, glowing stuff. And again, I love Christmas. So it was, like, streaming lights. They changed color. I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my God. And my eyes started tearing up. He's like, really? I'm like, it's so beautiful. I appreciate the little things. And that's what he loves about me. He's like, I love that you appreciate the little things.
You guys are adorable.
Yeah.
So I got really, really bummed, like, the week that you were also bummed, that Wednesday, that terrible Wednesday. The one where we were both down.
Oh, yeah.
So that Wednesday I got that bad news. I got other bad news. And then an ex-boyfriend texted me, which I was like, whatever.
Yeah, but, so one thing after another.
Yeah, it was one thing after another. So I got all in my feelings. And then I started thinking, like, when my mom and I die, my son has no one.
Oh, shit. You went to that rabbit hole. Damn, you really were in your feelings.
I was really deep in my feelings. So I went there, and I was like, I'm such a terrible mother. I should have had another kid. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I had to yawn. Then my mom's like, what are you talking? No, my mom's like, you should adopt. And I'm like, he's going to be all alone. What if he doesn't get married? I didn't actually cry, but I was all in my feelings about it. And then I'm like, I hope he meets someone and he has a relationship like Caro and Ernesto do. That would make me so happy.
Well, we thought it was that girl from his job.
He says it's just a friend.
Mm. Well, you never know. What time?
Yeah, we'll never know. I did go... So we just spoke about science, but now let's speak about something less sciencey. I got my fortune read.
Okay.
So we were talking and she was asking questions.
I've always been curious about that.
Sorry.
And how this, that works.
This girl is very, very, I think, good. She's very interesting. And she hits the nail on certain things and you're like, damn, how'd you know that? But yeah, but so I have to.
How much information did she ask to get to that?
No, she didn't. She doesn't ask a lot of information. No.
Huh.
No. She doesn't ask a lot of information. So anyways, the older I get, the more esoterical I get. How do you pronounce that? Today, pronunciation is out the wall. Out the house. Out the Dios mío.
Out the window.
Out the window. Esoteric. Let me see. Pronunciation. Let's see how it's pronounced. Pronunciation.
Esoteric.
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 What is that?
Esoteric. So that is, it says intended or understood by only small number of people with specialized knowledge or interest. So for me, esoteric is like the stuff that are not really sciencey. It's kind of like spiritual. That's how I always understand the meaning of the word, even though Google says it means something else. So the older I've gotten, the more I've been okay with believing that stuff. Like, I don't know if I told the ghost story already on this podcast, but there was the ghost thing. Well, I'll tell the ghost story later, but I've been more open to it. Growing up, my family has always been my mom, my sister have been always very open to it. And I've always been the one like, yeah, science says that's not true.
Wait a minute. You did tell the story that you saw somebody or your sister saw somebody and she's got freaked out. And then you went to go check it out, or al revés, one of the two.
Me and Danny were driving and got lost and we saw a ghost.
That's what it was.
Okay. So I did tell the story. Okay.
I don't know if it was on the podcast, but I know you told the story.
If we didn't, and someone can tell us if we did or we didn't, I will retell it. But anyways, as I've gotten older, the more opened I am to this type of things. Even though I still am a true believer of science, I'm still more open to there may be something else. There may be some sort of energy or something that affects us. So I've been a little bit more open to believing in these things. So I went to her because basically I took Wednesday off because I needed a mental health day. And my mom was like, let's go. And I was like, okay, let's go. So we went. And I did ask her about my son. I said, I'm very, very concerned about my son because the only family he really has is me and my mom. And, you know, we're not going to last him forever. And he's going to be all alone. Yeah. And she was like, you don't need to worry about him. He's going to be just fine. Don't blame yourself for anything. You've been a great mom. When he turns 25, that's when he's going to blossom. That's when he's all going to open up, but that's when he's going to become more social. That's when things are going to change with him. Do not worry about him. He's going to be okay money-wise. He's going to figure out his career. Is that the thing about your son? He doesn't like people. He likes you. He likes grandma. That's about it. Everybody else, he just kind of tolerates.
Huh. Okay.
So he's good. And I was like, when she said that, I was like, that's the best description of my son ever. And the funny thing is, that's a good description of me before I started going to college and all of that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of funny. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You got that peace of mind. So you don't got to worry about it.
Yeah. Unless things don't change by the time he's 25. He's 23.
Oh, you got 2 more years.
Yeah.
So you can see that blossoming era.
We'll see. I hope he finds his gato. I've been using my desk as a dry erase board, and it's awesome because I don't lose anything. But I do need to get some Windex and clean it because it's starting to get a little blue sheen to it.
Oh, like a stain to it? Yeah.
Yeah, but see.
Nice.
It's a lot easier. And like when I'm working, I'll write little notes, type, then erase my notes, then clean my notes. It's been pretty cool. Alrighty. I think we're good. I think we laughed. We spoke about behavior, Mott. And that behavior is a natural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I want to find, and I need to get into Prep ABA, because I want to find the clip where I ask you why your graph has two axes. And you go, I don't know why.
I was like, I don't know why. I tried to do what you did and it didn't work. And so I decided to leave it. I was going to ask you. And I looked at it recently. It shows it there. It's there, I think. Because there was one where it was specifically the graphs.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.